major remodel, fellas. We're back in hardware mode.
This isn't part of my program.
Never in my 14 years have I seen such behavior.
Are you ready for adventure?
Yes, sir!
Now, get ready for the boom!
Absolutely, absolutely. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning to you. 612, great to be with you. Right now, 39 degrees, clear skies. Welcome to your Wednesday, middle of the week. Patty's, you ready to go here?
I was born ready, Rick.
You were born ready. So we've got this great flyaway to Los Angeles. We'll talk about the Music Awards coming up in just a little bit. A great flyaway for you and your bestie. Also, we're going to work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems, and also Nashville news. Get you updated what happened overnight while we were all sleeping. What happened overnight? We'll get you updated as we get your day started. Hey, grab that coffee. Grab that Red Bull. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 1027 KORD.
The Court Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Number one for New Country, it's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. 622, right now 40 degrees and clear skies. Today's high near 49. By Friday, again near 50.
I don't mind it.
I know.
I don't mind that at all.
Now, if you're traveling, of course, like we've talked about the last couple days, higher elevations, you got plenty of snow coming your way. And
they're
icy
getting hit hard.
Yeah, and roads are getting shut up.
Shut down.
Yeah, shut down, yes. Too. So if you are traveling, know before you go, always check your KORD mobile app so you don't get stuck up on the pass or something and go, well, why didn't I know about this?
And I saw on 90, Snow Calmly Pass, chains were required in both directions.
Exactly. I mean, and
they're not messing around.
WSP had a bunch of photos posted yesterday.
Oh, gosh,
so
yes.
Please drive careful if you're traveling. For us, though, I feel like it's just a spring day. Feels like just a spring day around these parts. All right, Facebook, fun to get your day started. Here you go. I think Patty will definitely have a better answer than I do.
I don't know.
Cooking by recipe or intuition?
Oh, I do both.
Okay.
I follow the recipe,
to
the T, and then I make moderations.
All right.
A couple of changes here and there. What would happen if I add a little more of this or a little more of that?
Okay.
Or something totally different.
Right. So do you have a favorite recipe from your mom or anything like that?
I do not.
Okay.
My mother was an awful cook.
That's right. You've talked about this. She totally turned you off
let's
of ketchup.
Let's put some ketchup on these pork chops.
That's right. She totally turned you off of ketchup. You can't stand ketchup because of what she did to you as a kid.
She would ruin scalloped potatoes. I mean, I can't. I don't know.
and the funny thing is your mom was a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
So it's like not like
you'd
she
think,
had she had all the time in the world. She's like, no, not between my stories. What are you talking about, Patty?
And I remember Christmas cookie time. I mean, usually it's like, not my mom.
Not her Christmas, not even the cookies.
She messed those up too.
Oh my gosh. No,
this is just my opinion. I mean I could be wrong. I remember my brother loved her Christmas cookies.
Oh man, you were such a poor child. I'm so sorry, Patty Joe. So cooking by recipe or intuition. It's one of those things where I try to follow recipes and then I end up just going by intuition more than anything else. And I got this brand new, so I had this air fryer that I loved and I used it and I used it and it was nasty and gnarly, right? So then my wife got me a Ninja for Christmas.
Oh, very?
So it's got the glass bowls.
Yeah.
So, and
are you getting
it's
used to it?
Oh, I love it. I love it. But it's got a little recipe book. And so
I've been following some of the recipes.
I've tried, but why does it never taste as good as it looks? It looks like this looks great. Yeah. And then I try it, and I'm just never like.
Well, it's always better when somebody else prepares.
I don't know what the deal is. But there you go. We'll have some fun. Let you guys chime in on this cooking by recipe or intuition. How do you do it? How does your grandparents do it? How did your mom do it? We want to know how did dad do it? Share some comments on the way. That's the Facebook fun. You got Rick and Patty.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
27 KORD, Rick and Patty with you. 40 degrees, clear skies on your morning commute. Time for some Nashville news.
All right, Garth is staying busy this year. He took to Instagram to release a 2026 tour. He shared a graphic decorated with fireworks in the caption, New Year, New Music, New Tour, along with several question marks. According to Garth's website, he's also planning on releasing new music. Two major performances have already been announced. The first is Milwaukee's Summerfest. That happens on June 17th. And then the second in London, and that will be June 27th. Meanwhile, Carly Pearce also hinting at new music in a short clip on TikTok and Instagram. She is holding a necklace while there's an instrumental version of a song playing in the background. And in the caption, Carly simply wrote, "I'm just a sinner who's been where you're at." And she didn't share any details, like a song title or a release date. So we will keep you posted. We've got Hardy talking about his song, favorite country song.
It feels good to be back, for sure. It's like, you know, just I'm thankful for all of my singles, and I know how much work goes into to getting one up there and how much support and all the things have to go right. So I'm just living in a state of gratitude, for sure.
Well, it's definitely a hit. It is in the top three. And finally, last but not least, Rick, TMZ says that Star Search is making a comeback with a new judging panel, including Jelly Roll, Sarah Michelle Gellar, and also Chrissy Teigen. The show is premiering on Netflix on January 20th.
So we were just talking about off microphone, Ed McMahon, and then Sawyer Brown, Leanne Rimes, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, the list goes on, that had been on Star Search and had won Star Search. A lot of people don't realize.
I had no idea.
This was kind of like The Voice at American Idol before.
I remember the show, but
Yeah, all those stars were on there long before
the original American Idol, the original The Voice.
Yeah.
Star Search. But it's on Netflix.
Hey, Netflix has got everything. They do.
You're right. Those are your trending headlines.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
It is the morning commute right now. They're saying some light rain in the afternoon. Right now for you, it's about 40 degrees. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you. Coming up, another edition of Other People's Problems. Juanita's got a situation going on where some kids were playing with her kids. The kids got sick. Now the mom is upset that their kids were playing together and one of the kids got sick because the kids were already sick. So we'll talk about that coming up.
So their sickness is...
Yeah, should you have allowed the kids to play together when you
knew that
somebody was sick? So we'll talk about that coming up a little bit after 7 o'clock. Also, if you got the KORD mobile app, a lot of great articles you can check out. And we're super excited because the Dinosaur Adventure's coming into Yakima.
What is the Dinosaur Adventure?
Well, it's happening January 24th and 25th, Yakima Valley Sun Dome, life-size dinosaurs, live entertainment, massive family fun. All you got to do is tap the station app to enter to win a family four-pack. We'll give that away next Friday, so...
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, Dinosaur Adventure roaring in. My son loved dinosaurs when he was a kid. I loved dinosaurs when I was a kid. So if your kids love dinosaurs, this is going to be the adventure for you in Yakima.
Cool. That's awesome.
Now, if you got a bestie and you want to hang out in Los Angeles, we got an even better deal for you, right, Patty?
Yeah, great music award show. It's the music award show. We've got two tickets to the show at Crypto Arena in L.A. It's going to be held on Sunday, February 1st. We've got you covered with round-trip airfare for two to L.A., a one-night hotel stay, and $500 spending cash.
Sweet!
Go have some fun in L.A.
I'm super excited about that. The best part, there's no codes on this contest, and it's brought to you by Legends Casino. So all that and more happening right now on your KORD mobile app.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Morgan Wallen, I had some help. Number one for new country, it's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty, good morning, 707. It is your morning commute right now. 40 degrees, clear skies. They're saying some light rain in the afternoon. We had some sprinkles yesterday, just a little bit during the afternoon.
Oh, I didn't know.
Just a little bit. So pretty darn mild around these parts. But if you are traveling, I just saw some video from Stevens Pass and Snoqualmie, and roads are closed and delays and all that. Have your chains with you, like
it's
you said.
It's a mess up there.
It's a mess. And we did talk about that on the KORD mobile app. We told you there was going to be a bunch of snow in the Cascades and the Blues, and definitely be aware of that if you are traveling. All right. Note before you go, always check out the KORD mobile app. All right, time for another edition of Other People's Problems. This morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. And Juanita's got a situation going on. What's going on with Juanita here this morning?
Rick and Patty, my neighbor is mad at me because her kids got sick when they came over to play with my kids. She had to take her kids to the doctor, now staying home to care for them. She's asked me to pay for part of their medical bills and medicine because I neglected to tell her that my kids were sick. I can't control whether or not her children have weak immune systems. I don't think I should be responsible for any medical bills. What do you think? Should I chip in or not? Am I at all responsible? I think she's overstepping because we really don't even know her. We don't know how her children got sick. Juanita.
You know, I think it's interesting because our coworker down the hallway, his wife's a teacher. So the household is always sick with something. It just is because the kids are bringing it.
Yeah.
He's got two kids that are in, I believe, middle school.
She's an educator.
She's an educator and then middle school. And he even jokes about it because in radio, for the most part, we're pretty isolated.
Yeah.
You know, our contact is pretty, you know, pretty few with because we're in studios all. That's about it. I do remember being a kid when Melanie Botts had the chicken pox. And my foster mom, we were at the Asotin grocery market and... Melanie's mom, Jan, said, "Oh, Melanie's got the chicken pox." And she goes, "Oh, you get over there. Go talk to Melanie." And I went over there. I was 8 years old to talk to Melanie. Well, guess what I got?
Chicken pox.
Of course. So it was, I think, was that kind of the way it was back in the day?
I don't know.
Did that happen to you?
No, I remember I had chicken pox.
Okay.
But
you didn't, your parent didn't deliberately expose you to chicken pox, right?
I mean, I don't remember Kim Wagner having chicken pox before me and my mom going, "Go get them, Patty Joe."
That's right. I know, but that happened to me. It was the late 70s,
yeah.
Right? But it was just hilarious that my foster mom was like, "Hey, you go talk to Melanie." And I'm like, "Hey, Melanie, what's going on?"
And then all of a sudden Rick's itching.
Oh, but my,
chicken pox.
I will tell you, my foster mom was the best when I was sick because it was lots of Sprite and
soda,
what
crackers.
Soda crackers, exactly. So
Beltines.
She took care of me, man. She took care of me, but it's still a funny story. So are you responsible? I think if you had called and they said, "Hey, my kids want to come over and play with your kids,"
you should have been,
"Hey, my kids are sick. My kids are sick."
Yeah.
You might not want to come over. Now, if you come over, yeah, I like what you just said. Come at your own risk. So we don't really have that story in this particular question. So we don't know if she called or did the kids just come over and start playing together? Not realizing that the kids were sick.
Yeah, I mean, to ask for somebody to pay for your medical bills.
I think that's a lot.
That's...
Yeah, medical.
I know what I would tell that person.
Yeah, we're going to kind of say, I'm going to go with you on this one. It's like, I think there's a falling out on both sides on this particular...
I don't know how your kids got sick, and for you to ask me...
Right.
To,
right. That's what Juanita's saying is, hey, I don't know how, even though my kids were sick, I don't know if it was my kids. It could have been anybody's kids. All right. We'll do our best to solve this for you. Already people are chiming in. So I bet you guys have better advice than we do. So it's other people's problems. What do you think? What would you do in this situation? App chat us. Call us 547-5673-547-KORD. What would you do in this situation? We want to know. I know Lori's an educator
Lori, call
she'll
us.
Know. She'll know. So give us a call. Let us know what you guys think. It's 1027-KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
And the backup plan, number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. On your Wet Nose Wednesday, Pet Overpopulation Prevention coming in with a couple puppies this morning.
You were saying earlier off microphone.
I'm super excited.
Puppies?
Yeah, there's going to be, I think it's kind of a sad story this morning.
Oh.
So I hate sad stories, but we're going to have a sad one. And then we've got some puppies up for adoption. So at the end of the day, it's going to be a great story. How about that? It's going to start off as a sad story, and then later it's going to be a great story because Tri-Cities always steps up and takes care of business, and these little dogs
get
will be
puppies adopted.
These puppies will be available for adoption, so they're coming in, and we'll get to meet them firsthand. I believe Jessica and Amanda both are coming in. Jessica is the foster parent of the puppies,
so she knows them.
And anyway, there's going to be a story behind that. So on our Wet Nose Wednesday, we'll talk about these great little puppies that you can adopt from our friends. Girl Scout cookies are going on sale today. Many parts of the country, Scouts will be selling their cookies and booths door to door and online. They are definitely my crack dealer. I love Girl Scout cookies.
Who doesn't?
And it's not good for our diets, but we love what they got. So Thin Mints is one of my faves.
I like the Samoas.
Oh, yeah. I don't think in all my time on this planet I've ever come across a Girl Scout cookie I didn't like.
No, I haven't.
The Do-Si-Dos, you name it. The peanut butter ones.
I am grateful that there's nothing with raisins.
I know. Because they know it's the devil's chocolate.
Don't fool me by thinking that they're chocolate chips. These are raisins.
These are raisins. And it's probably that's because raisins are a love-hate thing in cookie. That's probably why they don't do any of the raisin stuff.
Well, but I know a lot of people who do like the oatmeal raisin cookie.
I do. I like a good oatmeal raisin cookie. No. I'm good with that. So I thought we'd have some fun with you guys. Funniest, weirdest, or lamest thing a door-to-door salesperson has tried to sell you. That is one of my least favorite things. Sorry, that is the most number one thankless job. I feel bad for people
Remember back in the day when they would come with the rainbow vacuum?
Oh, yeah.
Look at all the dirt we found in your
Yeah, the Kirby. The Kirby.
Oh, the Kirby. Yeah,
that was so expensive. Those were crazy expensive, but they would do door-to-door sales. Encyclopedia was door-to-door back in the day.
Yes.
Today, it's like the internet. It's like the windows, the roofing, different things like that.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things. And I'm one of those people, like, if I say no, then I expect them to go, okay, thank you, have a great day. Not
they keep going.
Then they keep going. And doing the, and then I'm like, okay, now I'm getting irritated because I've already told you I'm not interested. Now I'm getting irritated. I was nice enough to open the door for you, and now you're going to, you know.
When I say no, no means no.
Yeah, no means no. Hey, well, they, you know.
I always wonder when I see people when they have a sign outside their house, no solicitors, right? And I always wonder if, you know, somebody soliciting actually.
I'm
does
curious
not follow
because
that.
My neighbor down the block does have a no solicitor sign, mm-hmm. and you can't miss it. And I'm curious if they just try
Do
to get it.
People still knock or
try to
ring
it's like,
that
no,
doorbell.
Like you said, if it says no, it says no. So we'll take some calls 547-KORD 547-5673. Weirdest, lamest, or funniest? Someone trying to sell something to you. I mean, I'm sure people have got some odd stories that happened here in the Tri-Cities.
I used to get magazine subscriptions.
Oh,
kids.
Yeah.
We're trying to go to Panama.
That's another one. Exactly. Now, I will tell you this. If you're a kid coming to my door, 99.9% of the time, you win.
Well, especially if you're selling candy bars.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
Oh, that when we were in school, it was the world's finest. Remember the white?
World's finest chocolate.
The world's finest chocolate. So let's take some calls. Lamest door-to-door salesperson, what do you got for us on the way? Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
That they are, Carrie Underwood, Church Bells, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD at 737. Your morning commute. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. 39 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Please drive careful if you're heading to the higher elevations, Cascades, the Blues, Snoqualmie, man. Look at it. Man, look at the truck.
I'm saying, even with all the reports coming in, I'd like put that trip on hold if you could.
I saw, I just saw a jackknife semi. A bunch of photos overnight.
Oh,
Snoqualmie, that has definitely got some issues going on there, too. So if you're traveling, a lot of snow outside the area, please be careful, all right? Well, we've been talking about the funniest, weirdest, or lamest things that a door-to-door salesperson has tried to sell you. Now, as a kid growing up, there was the Kirby vacuums. There was the encyclopedias that would come door-to-door. You said magazines. I do recall magazine people trying to sell magazines and all that. So, and of course, once you get the hard sell, you're always like, okay, thanks, I'm good. Keep on moving, right?
But they don't. They come back.
They come back. You just said it. They will come back.
I know.
So we've been taking your calls, 547-KORD, and we're curious, what was the lamest or weirdest or funniest thing that got they tried to sell to you? Stacy, tell us your story.
I had a man come to my house one time, and he comes up to me, and he is telling me all about how he sells steaks and all this other stuff, and I was like, okay, and he sells them really cheap. And stuff, and then I just happened to look up and look out at his vehicle, and it's just a pickup truck with coolers in it. And he brought one up to me, and it was just in a regular Ziploc baggie.
Wow.
And I was like, no, I'm not interested. Yeah. Thanks, though. But he was very persistent, but it kind of creeped me out because it was just a regular pickup truck with coolers in it.
It's always,
We have that guy that comes every few months.
He does.
To sell us meat.
He always comes to sell us meat out of his truck. Exactly. And I will tell you, his steaks are actually pretty good. I just can't afford.
Yeah, Rick bought the whole pack.
I did one time, and it was so good. But
the
I can't. I can't afford $200 every time he comes around the corner. So I mean, but it was. But the steaks, I give him credit. The steaks were actually pretty darn good.
Did you get any seafood with it?
I did not. No. He didn't have. It was just steaks. That's all he had was just the steaks. So, but I do here in Pasco. It's kind of funny. There's a guy who has a Chevy pickup, and he's got the melons. He's got the watermelons. He's got the dew melons. He's got all that on his tailgate. And he sits down, I want to say it's near 20th, and he's right there. Yeah, I go by him all the time. Now, not in the cold, but during the summer, I'm like, oh, there he's out with his watermelon. So, hey, just try to make a buck.
Well, you know what? I will say that Tri-Cities, we have a lot of food trucks.
We do. A lot of great food trucks and a lot of great food vendors.
I remember when we lived in South Bend, and we were moving to Pensacola, Florida. And Jeff's like, I'm going to need a job. I said, what? You can get a hot dog cart. Can you see Jeff?
I could totally, that'd be great for him. I love that. Jeff and the hot dogs.
Yes.
So 547-KORD, weirdest, lamest, weirdest, funniest thing a door-to-door salesperson has tried to sell you. More of your calls on the way.
Your way. waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Heck, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the Cord plugged in this morning. 7:50, light rain in the afternoon. Today's high near 40. Great to always have you with us. So we've been talking about the funniest, weirdest, or lamest thing that a door-to-door salesperson has tried to sell. You've been taking your calls. Now, I know Jessica is in from Pet Overpopulation Prevention. Jessica, step on up to the mic there real quick. I know we're going to put you on the spot. Door-to-door salesperson, like lamest, what do you think that people have tried to sell to you, do you think, that you can recall?
It's been a while.
So we've been talking about...
Rick said that, like, the Kirby vacuum.
Oh, Kirby vacuum when we were kids. Also, what else? Encyclopedias. Remember back in the day when they'd sell...
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Remember that?
My mom purchased some.
That, right. As a kid, did you not have encyclopedias? Yes. That came from a door-to-door salesperson. So, yeah. So we've been taking your calls, 547-KORD, and having fun with you guys on some of the lamest stuff people brought. Becky, tell us your story.
I went up to the door and there's some dude trying to sell me a roof. And he's like, hi, I'm so-and-so and I'm a door-to-door salesman for this roof company. I was just looking at your roof and I was going to wonder if I could give you a quote. We just had our roof replaced 2 years ago, mind you. Really? So this man goes, oh, well, up in those cracks are looking kind of frayed and you're missing a few shingles up there.
Oh, wow.
Your soffit's looking a little rough. And I looked at him and I said, oh, really? We just had it redone about 2 years ago. And wait, what was the name of your company? Oh, actually, from your company. Oh, my goodness. So he starts backpedaling as fast as he can. Oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am. My apologies. I take that back. It looks great.
I love it. Thank you, Becky, for the call. You know, yeah.
Interesting.
That is interesting when it's from the same company doing the hard sell. I mean, I know they got their job to do. I get it. They're trying to make a sell. But sometimes I feel like when people say, I'm good.
Listen before you.
Right. When I say I'm good, I'm good. Yes. Keep on rolling down the highway. All right, more of your calls on the way. 547-KORD, 547-5673. Weirdest, funniest, lamest thing a door-to-door salesperson has tried to sell you. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country. 1027-KORD. Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
Hey, am I okay? She is coming to Seattle on August 2nd. I know Patty's already got her tickets.
I'm good to go.
Yeah, it's going
to
be
good to go. Rick just asked me, is Jeff going with you?
she had joked that he was going to be the only guy in the crowd. No, there's going to be a ton of men out there.
Is she not hot?
She's beautiful.
She really is beautiful.
And the Cloud 9 Tour, August 2nd. Of course, keep listening to KORD to win some of your free tickets as well, because I'm sure we're going to have a stack of those tickets to give away as we get into summer. I know we're even already talking about summer in January, but just you know, we'll have some tickets for you on the way. All right, Juanita's got a situation going on. We're going to wrap this up with other people's problems. Juanita's got a problem. The neighbor's mad. What's going on
here? The neighbor's mad because her kids got sick when they came over to play with Juanita's kids. And the woman had to take her kids to the doctor and now actually had to take some time off work to stay home to care for the kids.
Oh, geez.
So the neighbor is asking for Juanita to pay for part of their medical bills and the medicine. Because I neglected to tell her that my kids were sick. What do you think about this? Is she overstepping? I think she is, because we really don't know how her children got sick.
Yeah, we don't really know anything like that. So a lot of people are already chiming in. And where do they start? Start us off on Facebook. What are they saying, Patty?
Human decency has clearly gone out the window completely. Should you have let her know your household was sick? Absolutely. It then becomes a choice to decide whether or not she wants to expose her family. Should you pay her bills? Absolutely not. But it is common courtesy to let people know that you're sick before they come over or you go to their house.
And that's what we were talking about.
That's Shelley.
Yeah, Ashley said, is this even a real situation? Kids get sick. People get sick, especially this time of year. Her kids have gotten sick from anywhere or anything, unless it's chicken pox, which we talked about earlier. I got them from Melanie Botts, or something very specific that could actually be pointed to you and your kids directly. I would absolutely say no, and that's from Ashley.
Anna says, I think not. She should have asked first. What happens when she sends her kids off to school or some other event?
Yeah, exactly. And Stephanie says, if I had a dollar for every time someone got someone else sick. Oh, wait, that's Stephanie.
Wow. I would firmly tell her what, she should pay those bills in.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
What in the world? No. Does the school pay her medical bills when they come home sick? Does daycare? No. Not for her or anybody else. Cooties are part of life. How pathetic. And don't let your kids go over to her house. LOL, definitely not someone you want rubbing off on your children.
That's right. Mary says, please, someone did not actually try this. It'd never fly in court. Tell your neighbor you're not paying a dime. It's not your fault her kids got sick. Should you have mentioned they were sick? Absolutely. However, she can't go after you for the medical bills. Yeah.
If you knew your kids were sick, that's one thing. Does she send her kids to school? Do they go to the store? Ignore her. And then I like the one. There's a person from Fran. A person running with a red flag.
Yeah, it's like, what in the world does the school be out? That's a good one, too. Yeah, they're all saying no. No, this isn't going
to
fly.
No, you don't have to pay somebody's medical bills.
People are weird these days, though.
I know.
People are weird.
They're entitled.
I know. Patty puts up this video of a former coworker that, my gosh, she is so entitled. And we put up her TikTok every single day behind the scenes off microphone. And we just laugh at ourselves like, where does this person get off? But people actually get off on stuff like this. They really think.
I don't know where they get the time.
I don't know either.
I do enjoy watching our former coworker because some of what she, I don't know.
But the entitlement's crazy. So Juanita, we hear you. They're all saying, no, you don't have to pay this. What do you guys think? App chat us. Let us know. Call us 547-KORD. How would you handle the situation? We want to know other people's problems. Rick and Patty, 1027-KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.